All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And that, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. Start things out here tonight. We do have a guest on the line. His name is Doug Casey. And many of you who are maybe in touch with the financial world might have heard of this guy before, because he is the publisher of the International Speculator, as I understand it, a fairly popular publication. Doug Casey, what else are you known for?
Well, I've written several books. So the best known of them was Crisis Investing. It was number one on the New York Times list for 29 weeks. It was the largest selling book of any kind of, I think it was 1980, or was it 1981? I forget.
Hmm.
And the first book I wrote was called The International Man, which, a bit of trivia, is that it was the largest selling book in the history of Rhodesia.
Hey, there you go. And now Rhodesia's gone, so you can hold that title forever and ever.
There's no question about that one.
Excellent.
So great. Now, what is The International Speculator, for those that don't know?
Well, it's a monthly newsletter. I've published it for 28 years, and it looks all over the world at every market in every country, trying to find which place is where you can make the most of your financial opportunity.
Okay. Now, aren't there just a dime a dozen newsletters out there? I mean, what is it that aren't there a lot of guys out there that are going to tell you where to put your money, that sort of thing? Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of newsletters out there, and it's actually a bad habit that I've developed writing this thing, because I haven't had to write it for a living or do anything for a living for actually many years.
Mm-hmm.
I just do this because I guess I have to fill those idle hours somehow. And a good friend of mine who used to run a large conference business and started a large bank was looking for something to do, and I gave half of the business to him, and he's turned the newsletter into a big business, which, you know, so that's why I do it. But, yeah, there's lots of letters out there. Everybody's got an opinion.
Hey, Doug, Wayne here. We discussed Austrian economics quite a bit on the show. And last month, on August 24th, the legendary Austrian economist, Dr. Kurt Rickenbacher, passed away at the age of 88. And I understand you knew him. Can you share any memorable experiences or lessons from him?
Well, actually, I guess I've known most of the people in and around this business, but regrettably, I never got to know Rickenbacher, so I can't give you any personal anecdotes.
Oh, okay, because there was a few articles published that kind of used your name and his in the same sentence, so I assume maybe you knew him.
I think we shared a lot of views, but
yes.
I never met him personally, no.
Yeah. Speaking of precious metals markets, which you deal in a lot, in recent years, as you know, the worldwide demand for gold for investors is at an all-time high.
Yes.
But it seems to be lagging behind in the United States. Why do you feel that's so?
Stupidity. I'm a great fan of Einstein, and one of the things he said, among the many things that he said, which was true, he said that after hydrogen, the most common thing in the universe is stupidity. And the thing is that with gold, it's been in a bear market for a full generation.
Yeah, it really has.
From 1980 until 2001, let's say, when it bottomed out. It did nothing but go down with the strong run-ups, but all the while it was really going down. So that a whole generation of people have grown up thinking that it was a non-investment that did nothing but go down. It wasn't even on the radar screen. They didn't even think about it.
Right.
And,
I was going to say, that's during a period when paper assets were viewed as being pretty strong, and they did have a pretty good appreciation during that cycle.
Yes, exactly right. So, of course, it's going to take a while for Americans to cotton on to this, because we've never had a real tradition of gold the way many other countries in the world have. But by the time this peaks, and it will peak, we're in a bull market, and we've been in a bull market now for all of 6 years, quite a while, actually. And by the time it peaks, it's going to look like the Internet bubble did back in the late 90s. I mean, it's going to be on everybody's lips. People are going to talk about it at cocktail parties. It'll be on the front cover of magazines.
Yeah. Do you favor going to a commodity-based currency?
Well, I don't believe in currencies at all, quite frankly. I mean, gold is money, and a currency is actually a government substitute for money. It really serves no useful purpose. It's nothing that the market couldn't provide. So, and I believe, actually, that within a generation or so, gold will once again be used as money in day-to-day transactions, but not in the form of coins that you keep in your pocket necessarily, because technology is going to obviate a lot of that. But it'll be reinstituted as money in the eyes of the common man, I believe, just because it's logical.
On this show, we talk about at least metal-backed currencies and those kind of things being a good thing for the consumer. We've heard people say things like gold is subject to, causing the market to recess when it goes down in value and those kind of things. What do you say to that?
I'd say it's completely ridiculous. What most people think they know about economics is what really hurts them. Things that they picked up from the people that taught them economics in college.
Keynesians.
Yes, and talking heads on the television, Money Honeys, and so forth, but they really don't know anything about these things at all, except things that they repeat, kind of folk wisdom.
Now, wasn't there certain, didn't gold, when we were on the gold standard prior to 1913, at least for a period of our history, prior to 1913, weren't there recessions during the gold market, when we had gold as currency?
Yes, yes, there were. But the recessions, I mean, in those days, when the economy would have a recession, it tended to be localized, and the only people that were hurt were the people that were investing in or employed by a business that was built on a foundation of sand. And the problem is that when they set up the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913 to supposedly solve this problem, all they did was move a problem which was short, brief, and localized and institutionalize it on a national level. Instead of letting the market gradually, let the market quickly cleanse itself of misallocations of capital and distortions, which can be built into it because of perhaps a fraud by a local bank or simply because of market psychology. The result of that was the last Great Depression of the 1930s, and I'm afraid we're going to have another one that's going to be even worse now.
It's a valid concern. Now, we understand here on Free Talk Live that the financial situation in this country is pretty awful, with the government continuing to print out these fiat dollars, which, of course, are backed by nothing. And you just said a few moments ago that you thought that the market could handle money as opposed to having the government do it, which, constitutionally, a lot of people would say, well, that should be the government's job. But you're saying that's not necessarily the case. What I'm curious about is, how do you think we should get from here to there? How do we get from where we currently are today with this fiat system and actually get to a 100% free market-based money system?
Well, that's a very good question. And first of all, I don't believe in the government as an entity. I don't actually believe in the government's right to exist.
Good, I'm with you on that one, Doug.
So when you say how do we get from here to there, that seems to imply that we have to do something to influence the government to change its wicked ways.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen. So the answer is we can't get from here to there. My opinion is this.
I want you to expound on that here in a moment, okay? Hang on. We're going to bring you back. More with Doug Casey, the publisher of The International Speculator. He is a, would you call him a monetary guru, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd say so.
If you have a question for this man, then you should get on the line right now at 800-259-9231. He knows a lot more than us talk show hosts. More on the way at 3 Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You can enjoy those, and you can go and you can edit the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com. By the way, we're talking here with Doug Casey. He is the man behind the International Speculator, which is, I guess, one of the more popular sort of investing monetary newsletters out there. And Doug sounds like a pretty interesting guy so far. We're going to definitely get back into this, but I want to let you know that this interview is brought to you by D2Z.org. Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. As we go back to Doug Casey, Doug, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
I'm with you.
Now, a few moments ago, I want to get back into my question here, but a few moments ago you said that you don't even, I don't know if I have the right words, but you don't believe the government exists.
Well, no, I certainly believe it exists. I just don't believe it has a right to exist. And the reason for that is because there's two ways that people can relate to each other, voluntarily or coercively. And unfortunately, as Mao Tse-tung said, who was a leading expert on the subject of government, the power of government comes out of the barrel of a gun.
That's right.
So I simply don't believe that it's a necessary thing in a civilized society.
I am completely with you. How would you describe that belief system? I personally prefer the term free marketeer. Others call themselves anarcho-capitalists. What is Doug Casey's description?
Well, I like to get people's attention, and in order to do that, you have to hit them between the eyes with a 2x4. So I use the politically incorrect term of anarchist.
Really?
Yes. It's unfortunate that anarchism, which is the gentlest and mildest of political philosophies, has been unjustly besmirched.
Right.
It most people think of anarchists as violent types that run
right,
around
bomb throwers.
Black capes and little round bombs. But this is completely ridiculous. I mean, an anarchist is simply one that doesn't believe in government, which is to say he's one that doesn't believe in institutionalized coercion. So,
right, it all makes sense to me, and I'm with you. It's just that I guess I take the opposite tact because I'm so concerned that the word anarchist has been just destroyed by misuse in popular culture. I don't relish the idea of having to re-explain it to everybody that I might happen to mention that to.
Look at the bright side, though. When you use the word, it opens the door to an explanation. And unless you're dealing with somebody who's actually stupid, when you explain it to them, it might interest them. And from interest might follow enthusiasm about the concept once he understands it.
What do you say to somebody who says, "Well, Doug, I mean, you look like a nice guy, but I saw on the news the other night a group of people calling themselves anarchists that were smashing in storefront windows and that sort of thing. Are these your friends?"
No, those people aren't. It's incomprehensible to me how they can see what it is people confuse anarchy with chaos.
Yes, exactly.
When actually they're opposites of each other. They're not synonyms, they're antonyms.
Hey, Doug, speaking of chaos, you've probably been watching the financial markets the last few weeks, and the central banks around the world have infused almost $500 billion into the system to keep it afloat. What do you think is going to happen with the economy and commodities because of this?
Well, it's very hard to say with any degree of certainty what's going to happen. But look at it this way. We've had what Herman Kahn called back in the early 80s predicted the long boom. It's gone on for 25 years. It's been the longest and the strongest, and for at least the last 10 or 15 years, one of the most artificial booms in all of history.
Yeah.
So that I think it's going to end very, very badly. Very, very badly. And I think people ought to rig for stormy weather. Mm. And by doing that, by rigging for stormy weather, you're not going to lose anything, and you might gain a lot when everybody else is losing something.
And as I understand it, D2Z.org has a lot of information on just that sort of thing. Now, to get back to the question I'd asked before, that we only had a time for a very short period of time to answer, so I'd like you to expound. You said that getting from here to there, getting from the system of government fiat currency to a market-based system, of real value-backed money, you said you can't get from here to there. Can you explain that a little better?
Well, I'm not optimistic about the odds for any kind of a political change. I don't think the system is going to reform itself until we have a real crisis in this country, until things really hit dead flat bottom. And I certainly don't look for political solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my personal view is that the world is going to reorient itself within the next few generations, not according to nation states and governments the way we have now, but I think it's naturally going to reorient itself to, with the help of things like the Internet, especially,
mm-hmm.
Where what Neal Stephenson calls files. In other words, people will ally themselves, not based upon an accident of birth, sharing a passport, sharing a government with somebody, which is the most ridiculous way to ally yourselves with somebody else. People will ally themselves according to what's important to them, whether it's interest or philosophy or a religion or a hobby or something like that.
Like the Free State Project.
That's where I was going to go with that. Do you think we're already seeing the beginning of that with the Free State Project? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am. I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure it's going to work. I mean, most libertarian projects fall flat on their faces because the fact of the matter is most libertarians are theorists. They're not practical people, and most libertarians don't have any money, and, it's a great philosophy, but for
right.
some reason it draws philosophers more than
I share. I definitely share your concerns, Doug. And that's I don't know how much you've been following the Free State Project. For those just tuning in, it's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all moving to the same state. In this particular case, New Hampshire was the chosen state. And I think the interesting thing about the Free State Project is, it's on its own, it is an effective separation tool to separate the philosopher kings from those who are actually going to be real on-the-ground activists to make a difference. And so, for instance, in order to actually move to New Hampshire, you have to really do something. You have to pick up your life and, you know, tie up all your loose ends and physically move yourself or your family and all of that to a different place. And I think that process right there, just the moving process, is really going to be effective at separating out the talkers from the doers.
Well, I think that's a nice idea. I mean, I don't disapprove of that, and I know that there are some people that are doing the same thing in Wyoming, which I think was the second choice for the people in that. But I'll tell you what my solution to this thing is. I don't want to move to either New Hampshire or Wyoming. What I spend at the present time about probably 9 months of the year outside the U.S. and the only way you can be safe from what the U.S. government is rapidly growing into, and I'm afraid that when the next 911 happens, and it will happen, they're going to lock this place down like one
justified
of their
justified concerns. If you can hang on, we will bring you back for more with Doug Casey and your calls as well. If you have one for him, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring us anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL, CAI, toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up today. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And if you, or perhaps someone you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should go and check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty. Go to libertyradiounderground.com. Today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com. As we go back to Doug Casey, the publisher of the International Speculator, talking about everything from, well, money stuff to political philosophy, or the lack thereof, I suppose. And Doug, you're a man after my own heart with your just coming right out and admitting that you're an anarchist. I love that. I love that bravery. And do you get questions about that often, or is that something that is not necessarily brought up in interviews with you?
No, this is often brought up, and
drop the phone.
So wait a minute. I think how's that?
Didn't go
this
way.
I accidentally hit the speaker button.
That's all right.
No, this is why I'm often not invited to cocktail parties and dinner parties with polite company, because the fact of the matter is there's two things that you're not supposed to talk about, and you know that they're religion and politics.
Right.
And what am I supposed to do? I don't like to talk about weather and the state of the roads. That's good for the first 2 minutes when you get to meet somebody. I like to talk about philosophy, but practical and applied philosophy works out to be religion and politics.
Sure does.
And unfortunately, I'm an anarchist politically and an atheist religiously. So that kind of separates me from 98% of my neighbors.
It doesn't separate you from Ian. He'd love to compare membership cards with you. I have to sit in here every night of the week with an anarchist atheist, so I can
deal
with it, too.
What a pleasure. I wish where are you guys? I wish I was in the same room with you.
Well, we're in New Hampshire. Actually, all three of us are early movers as part of the Free State Project, which we were talking about earlier.
I see.
Right,
and
Mark.
And if you saw what was going on up here, Doug, your jaw would drop.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. But what I'm doing, as I was saying before, that I spend a lot of time outside of the U.S. because when the next 9/11 happens and the U.S. government really cracks down, I don't think it's going to be unpleasant being in the U.S. So what I'm doing at this time is we're financing and building what I think will be a 6-star resort in Argentina, where it'll be possible to have absolutely everything that a civilized person could possibly want.
Really?
Anything from a spa and a gym with everything, a park course to a bocce ball court to a library to a cigar bar or something, which they send a SWAT team in on you. They see you smoking a cigar in this country now. So I think the future really lies outside of the U.S. More than here in Mordor itself.
I understand. Now, why did you choose Argentina for the home of this resort?
Well, I've always been a big fan of Argentina. I don't know if I mentioned this. I've been to 175 countries around the world and lived.
175? Good Lord.
Yes.
What did you do, stop, step out, and get it back in the plane?
No, not at all. Most of them I've been to numerous times, and I've lived in 10 or 11 countries, depending on how we want to define living there. And I define living there as spending enough time to make it worthwhile buying real estate or renting an apartment. So I've been around the block.
Like,
and I can tell you that right now, Argentina is by far the cheapest of the nice countries in the world. Anything that you can get in the U.S., a meal in a restaurant will cost you about a third what it does in the U.S. A full-time employee, well, where we are in Argentina anyway, is probably about 20%, maybe 15% of what you pay here in the U.S. And property prices are very, 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 very cheap. So it's possible to live like a king for a lower middle class budget, more or less.
Nice.
Very cool. Very exciting.
Doug, in your newsletter, you discuss gold stocks, I assume. And essentially with gold stocks, they allow you to buy gold in the ground for as little as $10 to $20 an ounce, whereas bullion right now, coins, costs somewhere around $7.50 an ounce. But many of these stocks are really speculative. So how does one allocate their investment resources to manage the higher risk associated with gold stocks?
Well, they're really two different investments. You want to have the metal in the form of coins for safety, for prudence, for insurance in your own possession. The mining stocks are purely speculative vehicles, and it's possible to get not just 10, but 100-to-1 returns on these things. But you've got to recognize that at the same time, you're holding a burning match, that none of these companies have earnings, and the assets that they have are often very questionable.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're purely speculative vehicles. Now, I like them, but you've got to know them for what they are.
Right. I know you deal with energy a bit, too. And in the next 5 years or so, what do you think has a better potential for return, energy stocks or precious metal stocks?
I think they're both going to do well. I've always been a big fan of uranium stocks, and uranium has had a wonderful run. It ran from at the bottom in about the year 2000, $8 a pound, to a high of 140. It's backed off to 90. And there are many, many uranium stocks now. There are about 500 stocks that have uranium in their name, or at least in their prospectuses. Most of them don't have it in the ground. I think that for the future, for mass power over the next generation, nuclear power is the only way to fly, and there's a huge shortfall of production over consumption in uranium today. We're only producing about 50% of what we're using, and it takes forever to build a uranium mine, so I think that's a very good speculation. Oil,
well,
nuclear gas,
power. I was going to say nuclear power in this country has gotten a bad name because of this. During the 70s, you had the Chernobyl meltdown and Three Mile Island, and the technology has come a long way now. But the United States, you can't build anything anymore. You can't build an oil refinery. You can't build a nuclear power plant. What gives here? What's going to cause this to turn around?
Oh, I think reality will turn things around eventually. But, you know, trends in motion tend to stay in motion until they actually stop. And a trend like this doesn't stop until we hit bottom.
Yeah, do you believe in the peak oil theory?
I buy the peak oil theory. From a geological point of view, I think it's quite correct. The peak oil theory, of course, having been put forward by M. King Hubbard, who said in the 50s that the U.S. Light sweet oil production, easy oil, the kind of oil that you want, would go into decline starting in the early 70s, and it has. And that's happening on a worldwide basis now, too. A lot of countries that were producers are becoming importers. So, yes, I think there's a lot of reasons why in the next few years we'll see oil go to a couple hundred dollars a barrel. Now, is this a problem? Well, yeah, it's going to cause dislocations where people are going to have to change their patterns of production and consumption, but it's not really a problem. There's lots of other types of power. There's lots of new technologies for getting tougher oil, sour, heavy crude. So I'm not worried about it. It's not going to be the end of the world.
Now, Doug,
there
have been a lot of phone calls we've been getting from some of our listeners recently. People are very concerned about the U.S. government getting involved in something called the North American Union, and they've been promoting this idea that there's a new currency that they're looking to put out called the Amero. I'm sure you've heard of it, and I'm guessing you probably have a thing or two to say about it. So hang on. We will bring you back more with Doug Casey, and we'll take your calls if you have a question for him. Anything related to money, and heck, he'll even talk about freedom and government, too, apparently. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Doug Casey's on the line with us, publisher of the International Speculator. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, though, would love to hear from you. Specifically this hour, if you've got a question for Doug Casey, he is the publisher, the man behind the International Speculator, all-around monetary guru, and anarchist to boot. It is Ian here with you, by the way.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like Free Talk Live, if you want to help support the show, then you should go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase in over 41 categories of products, new and used items. Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, Doug Casey, back on the air with Free Talk Live. A lot of people call this show, and they have a lot to say about what essentially amounts to rumors, with maybe very little fact behind them, about this looming North American Union concept and its and the associated concept of the Amero, a sort of replacement currency to replace the U.S. dollar. And you had talked about how the dollar was, you know, we've talked plenty of time on this show about how the dollar's failing, and it's been failing ever since they took away the gold backing from it. And you yourself said we might be heading toward another major depression, perhaps. Do you think they'll be able to use this Amero concept to stave that off for a certain period of time, or do you even think this is even legitimate? That this is something that they're working on?
You know, I really ought to check this out on something like Snopes. I think it may be in the category of an internet rumor or hoax. Did you guys know if there's any factual basis behind this? Because I haven't read about it or heard about it anywhere else other than on the internet.
There's a website called SPP.org, which is the security .gov, excuse me, SPP.gov, and it's a security and prosperity some partnership. And then there's a road called the Texas Corridor, which you know, the people that believe in this concept believe that, in fact, is going to be, expanded to run all the way up the United States with 10 lanes of traffic, 2 lanes of railroad power lines, and, a pipeline or something to boot.
The only member of the mainstream media that's been talking about it has been Lou Dobbs on CNN, and he's been pretty upset about it. And Ron Paul's spoken about it a bit, too. It seems like what they may want to do is model the North American Union after the European Union. Euro, Amero, you know, all the Ro-Ro stuff. So I think it might be fairly credible. There's been a few people who I really respect who've talked about it as well. But obviously until it happens or they attempt to do it, there's no real proof.
Yeah, I just tend to treat it as a rumor at best. It seems to me that it would to do something like this would be, it doesn't make any sense to me at this point.
Actually, Snopes does have something on the
air. Or a possibility. Let me put it that way.
I think it's plausible, though, don't you think, that if the dollar collapses and certain people are aware of that, that they might. They've got to have something for us to go to in order to keep everything afloat so we don't have chaos.
You think that's when they'll trot it out, is it in that event?
I think so. And let's just say the dollar does collapse, Doug. What do you think will happen to the investment assets which are denominated in dollars? Obviously, there'll be a conversion, and it probably won't be pretty.
Well, it seems to me that right now the bond market is very, very overpriced. Interest rates are really still very close to all-time lows, and the chances are excellent they're going to go back to the levels that they were in the early 80s. So the bond market is much bigger than the stock market, and of course the real estate market floats on a sea of debt, and as interest rates go up, that's really going to hurt real estate. So there are a lot of people who are going to be just financially devastated, I think, in the years to come, especially since people are so overburdened with debt today. This is going to be a real problem. I mean, you could have a political tidal wave that rises out of what's going on economically.
Now, you're saying people should take some steps to be careful, and we're doing, this isn't a money talk show, this is a general interest talk show, so we've got a wide variety of people listening, at least hopefully they've stayed through this. I think we've kept it at least fairly varied, haven't been all money for the entire hour. But for somebody who might be, say, 18 years old and just getting out of high school with, let's just say they've been working for only a little while and they've got $2,000 in the bank, how dire of a situation is this? Let's say they don't have any debt yet, though a lot of kids are encouraged to incur debt very early on. Let's say they've got $2,000 to spend. What would Doug Casey recommend that they do in order to prepare themselves as best as possible for impending disaster?
Yes, well, the first thing I would not do is automatically go off to college. I spent 4 years in college, and I consider it, although I had a lot of fun, I consider it a misallocation of 4 years of my time, and I don't know what it costs back in those.
It costs a lot more now, I can tell you that.
It wasn't
exactly that much
back in the old days.
It seems to me that a college degree is not only worth nothing, it's worth less than nothing, because you pick up all kinds of ridiculous ideas and bad habits. Now, if you want to learn a science or a trade, like doctoring or lawyering, well, that's a different story, I suppose.
Right.
But most people don't do that. They take some type of soft liberal arts thing. It's basically a waste of time. So the first thing is not to make a mistake. And going to college, you're probably going to get yourself deeply in debt. Besides, I think the best thing to do is this. If I had $2,000 and I was just out of high school, if I didn't have the self-discipline to sit down and educate myself for a year by, let's say, buying courses from the teaching company and just reading a lot of books in a program, I think I would take that money and buy a backpack and head off for South America and Africa and travel a lot and just keep my eyes open for opportunities. That would be the best thing to do.
Interesting. We're short on time, but we do have somebody that wants to talk to you. Let's go to the phones and talk to Roger in California. Roger, you're on with Doug Casey.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about if anybody's investigated super deep oil wells. Hello?
Yeah, super deep oil wells. Well, there's a lot of super deep oil wells. How do you want to define that term?
Well, it redefines how you look at energy, that it's actually more abundant than they're portraying it. I don't like the current model that they set up, how they lie to you about the word game that they play with known proven reserves doesn't mean it's all the oil. It just means the oil that they've allocated money for to have a survey done on. The unproven reserves are a lot bigger than proven reserves. And with super deep, it's almost an infinite amount of oil. If you read about it,
saying there's more oil out there than what the experts might think, or what they're claiming.
Just in the current model as we know it, and unproven reserves is probably several times. They only allocate enough money to prove that there's oil in the ground. They go no further. They use that up, then they move on. They don't haven't discovered all the oil that's available.
Roger, thank you for the call. We're short on time, but Doug, your thoughts on that?
That's basically correct. I mean, it's unproven exactly how deep oil can actually exist before the heat and pressure of the Earth's crust makes it impossible for it to exist in oil form. So, sure, there's plenty more oil to be found. It's just a question of the cost. That's true, of course.
Yeah, at the same time, I've read that like Saudi Arabia and some of the bigger oil-producing countries have grossly overstated their reserves, and they haven't updated them in over 20 years.
Well, that's right. And most of these OPEC companies, the oil companies that produce the oil, are nationalized. So the income has gone out and been dissipated on other things, not on increasing the technology or doing further drilling for the future. It's like any other socialist enterprises. I mean, it's mucked up in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, this oil prices, in my opinion, are going a lot higher, but that's not really a problem.
Yeah, I'm convinced we can really innovate our way out of it, but there has to be a crisis in order for us to allow that.
Now, I mentioned earlier D2Z.org, helping bring Doug Casey on the air with us, and I think that you can sign up for, or you can get on the International Speculator through their website at D2Z.org. But, Doug, was there a website that you had that you wanted to get out on the air tonight?
Well, they can, if they want to find out more about what we do and what we recommend, just go to internationalspeculator.com or caseyresearch.com or dougcasey.com. All of them take you to the same place.
Easy enough. It's been a pleasure having you on Free Talk Live, Doug, and keep up the good work, and thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you guys.
Have a great night, sir. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got the latest from the Ed Brown household on the way here. There hasn't been a lot to say about what's been happening out there, because apparently there hasn't been much going on. They've just been sort of holed up. We'll give you the latest there and, of course, talk to you about whatever you want. We've got Robert and Zen and Roger and your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.